That pattern is borrowed directly from an ancient Near Eastern poem, the Epic of Kumabi. Now, we know it in a purely Greek form. The names in it are entirely Greek, the poet is Greek, the language is Greek, but the structure, the plot line, the very story of the gods involved is not Greek. It is ancient Near Eastern. In the same poem, the Theogony, the different generations of the gods lead us forward eventually to Zeus, who at the end of the poem, in order to confirm his power, must battle the giants. And he must destroy or humiliate or bury these earlier, more elemental forces who threaten that which is called the will of Zeus, the justice of Zeus. The poem, in other words, is taking us from a more wild, elemental stage of monsters and earth through to a kind of anthropomorphic, a very human-looking, male, kingly god. The same pattern was recited in a poem every new year in Babylon to the god Marduk in the Babylonian creation epic known as the Enuma Elish. What we're finding in Hesiod, quite frankly, then, is the way in which Greek culture in the 8th century was deeply permeated with the thinking, with the religion, with the sensibility of the ancient Near East. And you can say the same thing when you look at the actual material arts of the 8th century and look at the bowls, for example, that are being exported from Syria to Greece. At every level, at the most concrete in terms of objects and at the most abstract in terms of ideas, the Greek world of the 8th century is deeply immersed in the ancient Near East. And it's for that reason that people so often speak of this as being an orientalizing period, orient simply in the terms of further east than Greece. And it is a veritable revolution in the way the Greeks see the world. Now, I want to finish by briefly bringing you up to date on why I've emphasized this deep connection with the ancient Near East so emphatically. It's because in recent years, classicists and ancient historians have been charged with a continuing and ongoing racism that is supposed to have originated in the 19th century when white historians tried systematically to write out the ancient Near Eastern and African roots of classical culture. And in the work of some scholars, it is argued that we're still doing the same thing today, denying that the Greeks had Afro-Asian roots. I want to suggest to you that, in fact, for at least the last 30, if not 50 years, the most fruitful line of inquiry in ancient history, in Greek history for this period, has been precisely to explore the deep debt of the Greeks to particularly the world of the ancient Near East. In both the Bronze Age and now in this period, the end of the in the Iron Age and particularly now in the early Archaic period, what we're seeing is the same fundamental truth of Greece's location. It is not, for most of its history, a unique area, the cradle of Western civilization, unique unto itself, but throughout its history, both in the Bronze Age and coming up into the Classical period, it will be intimately connected to, a part of, and influenced by its ongoing connections to the world of the Eastern Mediterranean.